Okay, today is Daf Yud. Today's Daf is Zecha Nishmas, my grandfather, David Meir, Ben Arav Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today. Okay. The Mishnah, we'll start the fourth par.
What?
Yeah, my uncle takes care of that. So, the Mishnah is now going to discuss what we actually put. We talk about the Shkalim, take the Shkalim, where you put the Shkalim without the process of taking the Shkalim out. What do we use the Shkalim for? The Mishnah is now going to talk about what we actually use the Shkalim for. So the Mishnah explains. Hatruma, right, so the Truma we just said was taken out of the Lishka from the Kupos HaGadolos, and then from there it's put it into the Kupos Ketanos. So what do you use it for? So Lishka Mahayu Osinba, what would you take it out for? So Lochimba, you buy with that money the Tamidim, the Korban Tamid, that's brought every day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Vim Musafim, the Korban Musaf, which is brought in Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. Vin Niskehem, and the wine libations that were brought along with those korbanos. Ha'omer, right? You would bring from the barley a korban on the 16th day of Nisan. Vishnei Alechem, that you would bring from wheat on Shavuos. Vilechem upon him, and the 12 chalos that you put on the shulchan every Shabbos, and including in those 12 is also the schar for those who actually make the lechem upon him, but actually was labor. So you have to pay them also. The kol korbanos hatzibor, and all other communal offerings, like the kivsei atzeres, the ptores, or the salt, the wood, all the things that are communal were brought from these things. Okay, just one more thing. Now talk about what happens on Shemitah. Now, on Shemitah, every year you have to bring the Omer and the Shtei Halechem from the fields of that year. And on Shemitah, you have a problem because no one is cultivating the ground. So, but you have a concept in Shemitah called the Svichim. Right? Svichim are like what grows by itself. Now, since Shemitah is Aser Bavos HaKarka, so they would use these Svichim, the Svichim for the Omer, and Svichi Saora for the Omer, and the Svichi Chita for the Shtei Halechem. Now, since all the fields in Shemitah are Hefker, you have a bit of a problem here. So who, I don't know if you can grab it. You can't just say, whose is it? So Beis Din used to keep these guards around certain areas in Israel to guard the Svichim there. But they weren't, Tosis points out in other places in Shas, some places in Yavamas, they weren't really guards to say that they're guarding this from, that we're not letting anybody in, because then you have a problem because of Meshumar. And Meshumar can't be brought. Basically, they were there like reminders. Hey, guys, maybe you shouldn't take this because the Hekbesh wants to use this for... But they weren't really guarding it necessarily, so to speak. So they would guard this to tell people that they want to use this for the Mikdash, but these people had to be paid. So, the Mishnah says, Shomrei Svichim Meshvias, those who guarded the Svichim on Shvias, Notlin Scharim Mitchumas Halishka, they would get their wages from the Trumas Halishka. So then what happened is, by paying them, it's almost as if the Shomrim who are there, they're sort of, by guarding the fields, it's sort of theirs. So by paying them, it's sort of in lieu of them taking their wages from the actual fields, and therefore it belongs to Hekdesh. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Harotze Misnadev Shomer Chinam. Even if somebody doesn't have to say, why wants to do a good deed? I'm going to watch the Svichim. Don't pay me. I'm going to watch the Svichim. And then when time comes, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to Hekdesh. And when I give it fully, and therefore it belongs to Hekdesh, and it belongs to the Tzibur. But Amrullah, the Chum said to Rabbi Yossi, Afata Omer She'ein Ba'in, Ein Ba'in Ela Mishel Tzibur. Don't you recognize that these items, the Omer She'ein Lechem, have to come specifically Mishel Tzibur, from the Tzibur? And the problem is over here, we have a chash that maybe the Shomer won't be Moser, won't give over the Svichim properly, and therefore they're sort of paying the Shomer with the Svichim. They're his. He's giving them to Hekdesh. Essentially, he's giving. Now Hekdesh is being brought from a Yachid's donation. That's the concern that they have. That's how I read.
The trees, after they...
Because you can be caught. It's Hefker. The guy grabs it.
Yeah, so what are they paying him? The guy grabs it.
It's because it's Svichim. It's not... They didn't, no cultivating of the karka. It was Svichim. So the guy takes it and gives it over. Uh-oh. No, because there's no problem with that on Shemitah, with the Svichim on Shemitah.
Right, if they're getting paid,
To guard it.
They're
getting paid to guard it.
Guard it. Mm-hmm. But you're saying that if somebody wants to give it without taking any money,
right,
without getting paid,
mm-hmm,
so he can't do that.
But they're saying they shouldn't do that. So I'm worried.
Because he says, he says he has to get paid something, right? So if he has to get paid something, doesn't that speak in question in that I have heard? Because you're paying him to watch something that's supposed to be hefker.
Okay.
So it's not hefker.
You're talking only not hefker because he by him watching it, he's
koneh.
He
makes it out of hefker.
He's koneh, right.
Right.
So?
So how's that comport with the shvi?
Because it's svichim. It's not. It's
so what? It's still wheat. It's still wheat. It's svichim. Call it any other name. It's still wheat. You're gonna make shei lechem out of it.
Yeah, but they're not paying him. They're not doing mechel mechel. They're paying him for the guarding.
Yeah, you're not touching the food.
I don't know something.
They're paying to guard it. Okay, so now the Mishnah in Maseches Tainus. The Mishnah in Maseches Tainus says that there was a time. There were nine times during the year that, and the Mishnah lists over there that there was these nine Kohani families, and with them some families from Yisraelim, who would bring the eights into the Beis HaMikdash, and that day they would use those specific eight, those that wood brought from those families, because, we'll see later on, because in times of when came back from the Gullus, they donated, there wasn't enough fuel, and they donated all the wood. Even there was plenty of wood, if there was plenty of wood for the korbanos that day, they still would use the wood brought by those families. So the Gemara then says, why did they need the truma from these families? Why did they need the gifts from these families? Ma arazman etzi kohanim va'am lihimanos. What was the reason why? Like we just said, Elo b'shasha ol Yisrael min agola when Yisrael came back from Bavel, right, 1 year after they built the second base in Migdash, v'lo matzu etzi melishka. They had no firewood for the mizbeach. V'amdu elu. So these nine families got up. V'nisnadvu etzim mishal atzman, and they donated on their own. U'masurum l'tzibor, and they gave a real gift to the tzibor, meaning now it belonged to the tzibor because it has to be tzibor produce. It can't be from a yachin. V'kavru mehem karban l'tzibor, and they brought the karban l'tzibor. V'hisnu imad nevim shibeneihem, and the nevim in that generation, which is always said to be chagin zacharim alachay, shafilu lishka malaya etzim, even at any point in time when the storehouses are filled with the firewood, right, and you don't need individual donations. And one of these families gets up at any time during the nine periods, right? I guess there were nine times during the year that they gave. If any of these families get up during any of those nine times, that the carbon shall only be brought. The carbon shall only be brought from those donations. It's like a Bavli Gemara. Okay, read it pretty quickly. So the Gemara says. So now the Gemara will say. The Gemara basically says that they accepted from these guys, from these families, so long as the Beis HaMikdash was around, they accepted these families. That was these from these families the firewood. The question is that give a call. The problem that you have is you're worried that when you give these donations, that they're not really being mostered completely to the tzibor, and therefore it's an individual donation, and you can't have that because the firewood has to be brought from the tzibor. So Amar Rabbi Acha de Rabbi Yosahi, this the idea that they accepted the trees from these nine families, that goes only according to the Shita Rabbi Yosi. De Rabbi Yosi Amar Afarotz Misnad of Shomer Chinam. Same thing in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah said the guy can be Shomer Chinam and then give over the svichin to the Beis HaMikdash, and not worry that he's going to retain any for himself, and therefore it's considered a full valid gift, and therefore the wheat and the barley is tzibor. So to here, the din of the eitzim is that they have to come from the tzibor. Nevertheless, we accept the gift from the yachid because we are somech on the fact that they're going to give it properly. But the rabbanan in our Mishnah, who are cholik regarding on Rav Yossi regarding the guarding of the svichim, which means says we have to pay them. We can't watch it, you know, for free because we're not somech on the yachid that he's going to give it over properly. So too by the eitzim, we wouldn't be somech on these yachidim to give it over properly, and we should not accept. We should not accept the firewood from these families because we're worried that it's only coming from a yachid, not from a tzibor. But Rabbi Yosei, b'shem Rav Ilah, Rav Yosi b'shem Rabbi Ilah says, "Divrei Akolhi." No, even the Chachamim who argue in our Mishnah will agree in the case of the firewood in Maseches Tainus, because ma pligin begufo shel korban, avav machshirei korban kol ama moli shu mishtana korban yachid korban tzibor. The only machlokes they have is by the things that are actually used for the korban. The wheat is made into the korban. The animal is made into the korban. Here, what we're talking about is things used for the korban. It's the firewood. So the assumption over there is that the rabbanim agree that we're so mechan the yachid that he's going to give it over properly. We don't have this chumrah because it's not the actual korban itself. Okay, that is going to bring another din where maybe is a machlok, and where there's a machlokas Rav Yossi and Rav Acha whether or not that din is totally in the machlokas Rav Yossi and the rabbanim in our mishnah. So Tani, learning a brisa. Isha she'asasa kisones livna. So a woman weaves a garment for her son, the Kohen. She makes his clothing, right? Kshera, is that coat mutter to be used for the Yavoda, right? Obilvad, she says it is kosher. Obilvad shetim serena letzibor. She has to give it over properly because it has to be used from communal funds. So she has to give it over properly to Hekdesh. And then it can be used for her son. But she has to be a full-fledged gift to give it over. So Am Rabbi Achi, that's the Rabbi Yossi. That's only going to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afar Rotsim Misnatim Shom Rechinav. Because going to Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, who we're not choshesh that the gift is not going to be complete. So just like in our Mishnah, the guy can guard the Svichin and for free, and he'll give it over. So to here, she can giving over to Hekdesh what she wove is a valid Nazina. But Rabbi Yosef, B'shem Rabbi La, you know, he says, Divrei Kolhi, even the Rabbanan who argue in our Mishnah will agree in the case of the mother, I guess, making the clothing for her son, the Kohen, right? Because I'm speaking, where's the Machloks and Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef? That's Dafka when they're coming to be Makriv, B'gufo Shakarban, the actual Karban. Aval, the machshirei Karban, things are just machshirim, right? They're just preparatory things for the Karban. Here, that's like the big day Kohuna. Kol ha'ama modi, the entire nation, or everybody is modi. Shumustana korban yachal korban yitzibor. We're not choshesh that she's not going to give it over properly. I guess there was more of a chash than when you actually bring a korban, the guy says, "I want it to be mine. I want that korban to be mine, so therefore I'm giving it over." When it comes to machshirim, what's the difference if the wood's mine, if the beggar's mine? I give it to Hekdesh, and I give it over fully. I'm not going to get any benefit in not giving it over. Okay, so the Gemara now going to bring a raya from a brisa that goes according to Rav Acha and not Rav Yossi. When you say goes according to Rav Acha, which means that there is a machlokas, that this machlokas is not only by the svifin, by the actual karbon, it may also be by the machshirei. Masnisa, we have a brisa, plige al Rav Yossi, that is cholik on Rav Yossi, right? Rav Yossi, we say it's Rav Yossi bar Zavida, is who this Rav Yossi is. Because it says, Oson yom hayomim, those 9 days that the Kohanim would bring the wood, no hagin v'shas hakarbon v'shelo v'shas hakarbon. There would be no way a yontif whether or not the big Beis Hamikdash was around or not. Meaning that it was a yontif for these families, and even after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they still continued to celebrate as a yontif. You know, it's a local holiday. So right, it says osan hayamim no hagin v'shas hakarbon v'shelo v'shas hakarbon. Rab Yosei Omer, right? Rab Yosei says eina no hagin ela b'shas karbon bavad. You only use it as a yontif during the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So how does that work? According to Rav Acha, who holds that there's a machlokes between Rabban and Rav Yossi, right, whether or not these yechidim can bring the etzim, so they understand, it's understandable what the machlokes here is. Rav Yossi says, right, Rav Yossi says that their yontif is because they gave over the Rav Yossi says who permits them. He says he permits them to bring these woods. So their yontif is specifically going to be during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, because the whole purpose of their yontif is because they're actually bringing the wood. But according to the Rabbanan, who say that they didn't give the wood, right? Even when the Beis Hamikdash was around, they did not give the wood. So the yontif is just a nihug, the zecher that they did years ago. Wait, for a second. Let's finish the raya. So they finished they only celebrated as a memory. So that memory exists, whether or not the Beis Hamikdash is around, or the Beis Hamikdash is not around. But according to Rav Acha,
what memory? What memory of what?
The fact that their ancestors gave the wood.
But
they did way back when, the times of Ezra. That's a historical fact. They gave it back then. So what are they celebrating now? If you're only celebrating during the times the Beis Hamikdash is around, that means the celebration is because you're actually bringing them today. If you're celebrating whether the Beis Hamikdash is around or not around, that means the celebration could be before because of the memory, not because you're actually giving it. So I don't know if that's true or not. You could say that the celebration was during the times of Beis Hamikdash around was because you actually brought it, and after the times of Beis Hamikdash is because now you do the memory. So I'm not exactly clear how that's a.
I thought the focus was if actually the bringing the wood was a real carbon or a machshir of a carbon. That was a machshir.
That was only according to one Madomer, but according to Rabbi Yossi, there was no machlokas. The machlokas still exists. According to Rav Acha, the machlokas exists even by machshirim, but according to Rabbi Yose, the machlokas does not exist by machshirim. So this brisa seems to indicate that there is a difference between before the Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash is around, and the Beis Hamikdash is not around. So that seems to indicate that there is a machlokas as to whether or not the machshirim are brought, which is a raya to Rabbi Yose. Okay, so that's one raya. Next raya, the ode, right? The Gemara is being a raya that they were noheg for Yontif even when the Beis Hamikdash was not around, and that's according to the Rabbanan. Again, if the Beis Hamikdash is not around, that means, the Gemara's assumption is, that means they did not bring the Eitzim during the times of Beis Hamikdash, because the holiday is commemorating what happened in the times of way back when. So the Ode Min Hadah, from the following Braisa, the Sanya, Amar Rabbi Lezer Bir Rebbe Tzadok, Anu hayinu mibnei Snav and Binyamin. We were one of those families. We're from the family of Snav and Binyamin, and their time to have their holiday was on the 10th of Av, the day after Tisha B'Av. That was their holiday. So what happens when Tisha B'Av is pushed off? So bnei Snav and Binyamin v'chal Tisha B'Av liyos b'Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos. V'dachinu osto lemotzei Shabbos. So Tisha B'Av now fell down on Sunday. So what do these guys do? V'hayu misanim v'lo mashlimim. We would fast in the beginning of the day, but we wouldn't fast at the end of the day. Okay, so what does that mean? That means they're celebrating their Yontif when? They're celebrating their Yontif on Tisha B'Av, which is the Gemara's assumption was only celebrated or only commemorated after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which seems to be, according to this, that there was no Tisha B'Av during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, which is a machlokas. It's not so clear about that. But it seems to be here, the Gemara seems to be assuming that Tisha B'Av did not exist during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, and if they're celebrating their Yontif, that means they're celebrating it after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, which means they're celebrating it in that the celebration is the commemoration, and therefore it means that they did not bring the Eitzim, and therefore that's a raya to the Manda Amar who says that the Machlokas in our Mishnah also applies to the Machshirin. Yeah, huh? Yeah, that's how we had a machlokas as to whether or not there's a machlokas in our Mishnah as to whether or not we're worried about. No, machlokas in our Mishnah is whether or not we're machshirin. Whether or not, our Mishnah is not machshirin. Our Mishnah is the actual carbon.
Right.
The machlokas in our Mishnah as to whether or not you're choshesh to the person's giving a valid nesina of the carbon items. Our Mishnah talked about the sichin, right, about the wheat and the barley. Does that machlokas that we're concerned about a proper nesina apply to the machshirin?
Right.
So does that machlokas apply to the machshirin? If by showing that these guys did not bring the eitzim, that they did not bring the eitzim during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, that means they did not. We were worried about individuals giving over machshirin, which goes according to the Manda Amru says that the Machlokas in the Mishnah apply to the Eitzim as well. Okay. Next. The Mishnah brought down that the...
So they're saying that this actually proved that the Eitzim was a real carbon, was not the Machshirin.
Sure, but the Mishnah says that the Eitzim was brought from... There was carbon Eitzim. The Eitzim were brought from communal funds. It's one of the things that the communal funds brought was the Eitzim. That's the Mishnah. Okay. The Mishnah then continued that the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem Apanim, the Kabbano Sibor, and then talked about the Svichen. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring from what, now we said what you buy the Shtei Lechem from, what you buy the Omer from, where can you get it from? So the seems clear from here that since you had to worry about Svichen and this and that, that you only can get the produce from Eretz Yisrael. Because if you can use wheat and barley, not from Eretz Yisrael, then what are you worried about Shmita? Just get it from outside Eretz Yisrael. Get it from Alexandria, or get it from Antioch, or get it from Damascus, and have them, well, Damascus may be different, have them bring it in. Bring it from Chutz La'aretz. So, Taman Taninan, we learn a Mishnah, it's a Maseches Menachos, that says, Kol Karbanos Yachel V'tzivor. All the Karbanos, which means all the Minchas. All the Karban Minchas, Yachel V'tzivor, Ba'in Min Ha'aretz, U'min Chutz La'aretz. They can come from grains from Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Bein min hachadosh, whether it's the new, meaning the new means from this year's crop, u min hayashon, or from last year's crop, chutz min ha'omer v'shtei alechem, except for the great news for the omer and v'shtei alechem, she'ein bo'in el mila chadosh, it must come from the chadosh, right, close to pasuk, by the omer it says, ve'veisim is omer reishis ketzirchem, so it comes from the chadosh, and v'shtei alechem it says, v'krakta mincha chadasha, comes from the chadosh. Right, that's the Mishnah Menachos. And then, it says, ve'min ha'aretz, and it has to come from produce from Eretz Yisrael. By the Omer it says, Kisavo ala Eretz, Asher Noshim Lechem Lechem Uksartzim Etzkirchem, right, Ve'evesim is Omer Reishis Kirtzirchem El HaKohen. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, since the Machlokas, remember we had a Machlokas there, where that means that the Omer only begins when you come to Eretz Yisrael, or does it mean that even when you get to Eretz Yisrael, it only can be used from produce from Eretz Yisrael, okay? And by Sheilachem it says, Moshoshechem Tavi Olechem Tnufa, from your where you sit, that's where you bring it. So those have to be brought from Chadosh and from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yirmiya says the Rabbi Shmuelhi that this din that the Omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael is the according to the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel Omer, because Rabbi Shmuel was quoted as saying, "Ein Omer ba min Suria." Omer cannot come from Suria. Again, Suria is the area that was captured by David HaMelech. It's similar a little bit to Eretz Yisrael, but not completely because it's considered Kibush Yachid. It's not Kibush Rabin, it's Kibush Yachid. He says, so Rav Shmuel says, you can't bring it from Syria, meaning he says it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Taman Taninon, we learn in a Brisa, a Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, that remember, there were ten, that's the Mishnah I was talking about, 10 levels. So there's 10 levels, Eser Kedushos Hain, Eretz Yisrael, Kedushkal Aratos. So one of the things is that Eretz Yisrael is more holy than the other lands in 10 ways. Umay Kedushasa, what's one of the Kedushas that's special for it? Shemevim imena Omer v'bikurin v'shtei alechem. Mash emevim ikol aratos. This, that the Omer, the shtei alechem, and the bikurim only come from produce in Eretz Yisrael, do not come from produce from outside Eretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, Amar b'chi b'shem Rav Yirmiya, the Rabbi Shmuel, he nevertheless is still, that's only the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Eina Omer ba'am in Assyria. Rabbi Shmuel says the Omer can't come from Syria. So he's the man Amar says that the Omer, Shalech, and the Bikurim only come from Eretz Yisrael produce. Taman Taninan, we have another Mishnah, which is a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Masech, the first parak of Masech HaShvius. Right, the Pasuk says there, Sheish Yom Tavur, V'yom HaShvi, Tishbos, Becharish, Uvakatsir, Tishbos. This is 6 days you work, which is basically 6 years. On the seventh year, you don't. Becharish uvekatzir. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, the pasuk says, ma charish rishus, af katzir rishus, yotza katzira omer shum mitzvah. Charisha is a rishus, katzira is a rishus. That comes to exclude katzira, which is done for a mitzvah, which is mutter on Shabbos. Okay, that means on Shabbos, you're allowed to do katzira, that's for a mitzvah, which we say is the omer. Right, you cut the omer, all that stuff is done on Shabbos. That... So Rabbi Shmuel Kedate, Rabbi Shmuel is going according to his shita. The Rabbi Shmuel Omar Ein Ha Omer Ba Min Asuria. That Omer can only come from Eretz Yisrael; can't come from anywhere else. Kedate the Omer Yitzak Tzir Ha Omer Shu Mitzvah, and he said that he too is Matir Ketzir Sa Omer on Shabbos because he says he's learning out. Pasuk says Timimos Tiena. That means it has to be done like in the right time. And if you're taking it from right the Shabbos, whatever the Shabbos is, they have to take it out before that time period. That's not at the right time. So he says it's a mitzvah. He says it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. He also says it can be done bidocha Shabbos. So man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah, who says shomrei svichus b'shvius notin tzar mitzumus halishka? That's Rabbi Shmuelhi. That the shomrei svichus svichim have to get paid. Well, it has to be Rabbi Shmuel. Everybody else would say, what are you guarding the svichim for? Just get produce from Chutz Laaretz. So the fact that you're getting paid means that you have to watch Eretz Yisrael produce, means that it's Rashid of Rabbi Shmuel, because otherwise you wouldn't need it. Okay. Now, can you or on Shemitah be Zoreah for Omer? Let's say there is no Svichim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to get from Eretz Yisrael. There's no Svichim. Whatever it is, there was fire ravaged all the land, and now you have to plant in order to get this produce on Shemitah. So Hahein Omer, this Omer, Mahu Sheyizor B'tchilak, and L'chachilak, can you be Zoreya on Shemitah, on Shvius for it? So Mar's going to ask, how can you possibly do that? You're going to bring something in that you can't eat, and if you can't eat the Karban Mincha, then it's possible. It has to be eaten. So Gemara says, Rabbi Chiyah Bar Adda Bai Kamei Rabbi Mana, Lo Nimsa Kikomitza Shiraim Shein L'chalim. Why is it any different than if you do Kmitza, and then you can't, right, in all other Karbanos, the din is that you're makir the kmitza and the shirayim are eaten, and in a place where the haktaras komets does not matir the shirayim, the carbon's fossil. So to here, you're going to be makir the shayare minchas haomer are going to be asur b'achila because it's shvius. So how can you possibly have a hagmin if this is mutter? Okay, you can allow me to plant it, but that doesn't mean I can eat it. I can no longer, I still can't eat it. So if I can't eat it, it's a pasul korban. So Gemara says, so amalei no. This situation would be one of the situations where it doesn't pasul. As we learned elsewhere, as we learned this in Pesachim a few weeks ago, months ago, nase kechamisha dvarim shein boim betumah vein nachal betumah. Certain things can be brought betumah, the korban can be brought, but you still can't eat it. But it's still kosher, even though you can't eat it. So to here, we'll say the korban is kosher despite the fact that you can't eat it. Okay, but they didn't answer. They didn't answer whether or not you're allowed to do it or not. It doesn't give that answer. Okay. So now I have to figure out how you pay these guards. Okay, you have to pay the guards. The problem is that you're paying them from hektish money. But in order to pay somebody the hektish money, you have to be mechalel that hektish money. So usually when you pay for an item, let's say hektish is buying a table, so the money is mechulal on the table. The table goes to hektish, and the money goes to kulim. So here what happens, you're paying me to watch. What are you being mechalel the money on? On my watching? That's davar shein bo mamash. There's nothing there. What are you being mechalel on? And if you're going to be mechalel it, so how do you pay for a service with hektish money? That the money retains its hektish status then. Okay, so the other answer is possibly, okay, maybe mechalel pay him for mechalel on the svichim itself. But if mechalel on the svichim themselves, so then what does that show? That shows that the svichim are his. Then you have that big concern that he's giving over his own stuff and not Tzibur's stuff. So what do you do? How do you pay him? That's what I was going to say. So Kate said, who owes it? How does the gizmer, how does the treasurer pay? So he says, this is what you do. He has to borrow money from the money changer. No tel ma'os min ha'shulchani. He takes money from the bank. He borrows money from the bank, so it's not hektish money right off the bat. V'nosein l'kotzim v'l'shomrim. And he gives it to those people who are working. He gives that money to them. Ad shelo yikra v'omer. Kodem, before that the omer is brought. Now, when the time comes to be makriv the omer, maybe most with Trumas HaLishka, then he takes money from the Trumas HaLishka and is mechalel that money on the Omer. That Omer stuff already belongs to Hektish. He's mechalel that money onto the Omer. Maybe most with Trumas HaLishka u'mechalel nalav. And then with that money, right, that money is now chulin. And he takes that money and repays the bank. Because he can only be dealing with the chulin money. So he takes...
Who's
the gizmer.
The gizmer takes money alone.
The gizmer borrows money from the bank, gives that money to the workers. The shomer svichim. Right. Shomer svichim. Now the money. So now the svichim guys have a chulin money. The svichim were then given to the base of Middash. They're hektish. So you take the money from hektish. You mechalel it onto the. What? It belongs to them. It's not hektish shit. They weren't makdish it. They own it. Not everything that hektish owns is hektish. Yeah. There's hektish with a capital A and hektish with a lowercase a. So there's hektish that the entity and the items that they own. So they own certain things. They're not. They don't have the status of kedusha yet. The svichim don't have the status of kedusha yet. They always belong to hektish. They mechalel that hektish onto that, what they own now. The money that actually has the status of hektish is now goes on to the produce. The produce is now hektish. The money is chulin, and the money pays back the bankers.
This is the proof that Beis Hamikdash should own a bank.
What do you mean take the money? The watchman got paid with the money that they borrowed from the bank.
Then they give back different money.
The base of Middash big. They take the money that was in the Lishka. The money in the Lishka, which is hektish, is then mechulal onto the svichin. So the money now hektish is holding non-hektish money, and they can use that to pay back the bank. Pretty straightforward.
Why can they use the money initially from the shkala to pay the workers?
Because you can't, because it's hektish money. The workers are now working around with hektish money.
No, he says it's not hektish really. The hektish was not.
That was hektish because that money was already donated to shkalim. That money was hektish. That money has to be mechulal. The svichim themselves are now mechulal onto that. The money is now put onto the svichim. The svichim get a status of hektish. The money goes to chulin, and then that chulin money is paid back to the banks. Okay, we're never going to finish.
Why isn't the svichim hektish from the get go?
Because it's half.
Because it was half gear.
So how did you? I don't know. There's a jump there that I can't get. Okay.
What's the problem? It's not. It wasn't donated to Hektish yet. And if they didn't, no one gave it the status and say, how raise the hektesh? You have to do something to make it hektesh. Just right. Willy-nilly, it's not hektesh.
How do you make it hektesh?
What?
How do you make it hektesh?
You took the money from the lishka, and you were mechal that money onto the hektesh. So the hektesh of this lishka money is transferred to the smichin.
So the lishka money isn't hektesh?
It was hektesh, and now it isn't.
What? That's why you use the middle step.
I'm missing a step here. I don't know where to
step. That's why hektesh is using that middle step. To get it out of being hektesh money.
How they doing?
They're poded. They're poded. Like any other thing you can be poded.
They're borrowing it.
They're poded the money. They're poded the money onto the smichin. And now it goes to chulin. Any item you can be poded. Okay. Nachum, you have a lot of work tomorrow. Okay. All right. V'tavos kein. And they say that's what you can do. They say that's a good way to do it. Machlos had to read V'tavos kein. V'tavos kein is either a question or it's a statement. And that's a good way to do it. I'm going to read it. That it's a good idea. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Ba says, no, kol ma'ashe yitein ein dama b'shor b'shona. You don't have to worry about it. The gizmer can give to the shomrim because the money that he's giving to the shomrim, it was huvro lemafreya that money was supposed to be used for payment. It doesn't have a hektesh status. Tana af b'pischei avonim kein. The same brice that we have regarding those who, I guess the artisans and the craftsmen. So ketzad you said, how would you pay them? No tel ma'os meishulchani. You would borrow money from the bank. V'nosein lechotzvin and give it to the people in the quarry. V'la satosin. Those, I guess, they squared off they made a nice the stones, and you give it to them. Before these items were put into the binyan, so they're not hektesh. Umishenitain al dimus. Now, when these avadim are put inside, maybe mosm chumas alishka, you take money from chumas alishka. Umichal and alad, you machal those monies onto the stones. Now the stones get the hektesh status. The money loses the hektesh status, and you give that money back to the bank. But Tavos came. That's the way to do it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bon, B'shem Shmuel says no. Kol ma sheitin hein hein damem mishor rishon. No. Lev bezdin is matzne that any money that they give over to the workers that money does not have hektesh status to begin with. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about other things that are brought from the money that's in the Chumash Alishka. Number one, the para, right? The paraduma, even though the paraduma is not really brought in the Azara, right? It's not really a carbon, so to speak. Nevertheless, it's called a chatas, and therefore it's bought with this with the money from the Lishka. Visar hemishtaleach, right? The sheep that goes to Azazel, even though that's not brought in the Beis Hamikdash, now it's also called a chatas. That's brought from that money. V'lashon shel zehuris. This is some sort of strap. I don't know how the lashon is a strap that was red. This is what they would make the shnit tolas that they would throw in with the paraduma. They would throw this red what is it defined? A red string, a red wool. It's more than a string, but yeah, thick string, right? That's all by mitzumas alishka. Now also, kevesh para. There were these two bridges. The Mishnah Parah talks about there was two bridges, one on top of the other, that they would build from the Har Bayis to Har Zesim to walk the Paraduma across, because they're worried about Tumas to home, so they had these two bridges that got rid of the problem of Tumah. Those Gesharim, they're not actually Sarchei the Para, but they are like Makshirin for the Para. And Kevasir Mishtaleach, there was also a ramp that they would walk out to Sarim Mishtaleach, so people wouldn't bother him, they would go this certain ramp. Viloshon Shabin Karnav, and this is, I guess, the red stripe that they would put between the horns of the Shor Mishaleach, and the other red stripe would go on the stone. They would say, oh, turn red, turn white, that whole thing. The Amos Hamayim, and the aqueduct in the Beis Hamikdash that they would bring out the water, bring in the water. The Choma Seir, and the walls of the city. Umidlosah, and its towers. The Chol Tzar Chair, and all the internal Department of Public Works of the city of Jerusalem, right, Ba'in Mishari Alishka. That would come from the leftovers in the Lishka. Whatever wasn't used, right, they took it out. They took it out and put it into the three little ones. They had stuff left in the Lishka. That was used for the Department of Public Works. Avashal Omer, Kevesh Para, Kohanim Gedolim, Osim Mishal Atzman. The Kevesh of the Para Duma, Avashal says that the Kohanim Gedolim would build it with their own money, would own their own, I'm not sure why, that specifically. I mean, you have a lot of machlokos between the Prushim and the Tztukim as to whether the whole concept of Chatzi Shekel the Tztukim argued about, because they felt that all the karbonos would come from individuals, not from the tzibur, right? Anti the democratic process of everybody else being involved in the Beis Hamikdash. It was only their home, only their things, only individuals. So I'm not sure why you're here. The Mishnah agrees that has to come specifically from the individuals. Mosar Shiyari Lishka. So now, the leftover from here, after they finished, right, they finished the budget for the public works, is leftover money. Obviously, they receive a lot of money. during the year. A lot of people donated a lot of money because I have all this extra money. So Moshe Shari Lishka Mahayu Osin Bahen. What would they do with them? So Tanakhama says Lochin Bahen Yeno Shmanim Uslasos. They would invest it. They would buy wine and oil and all the and flour. The Hasachar LeHekdesh did Rabbi Shmuel. And then they would sell it. You know, they're trying to sell it to make money. They were trying to profit off of it. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Kiva says no, they would never do that because Ein Mistakim Mishal Hekdesh. You can't profit off of Hekdesh. The Aplo Mishal Aniyim, and so too with from the Aniyim, meaning Kesa from the Tzedakah. That's given from Tzedakah. You're not really supposed to.
We have it before that they don't do business.
Right. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. But they not so same thing with Kesa of Tzedakah. You're not supposed to really invest it and make money off of that. Other people have run into problems regarding that. When you lose the money.
It's not a question of. Money
risking it. Exactly. Right.
If they were guaranteed to make money,
no, you can't. You can't even put it in the CD. I don't think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the story is. But say same thing with Aniyim. You're not supposed to invest it. Okay. Maybe if you put it in a guaranteed CD, I don't know. Keep it in a bank account that's guaranteed by the FDIC. I don't know. Now, Mosar Hatruma. Now, Mosar Hatruma means this is the leftover money that were in the coop, those small kupos, right? You had those three, the leftover money in there, Mayu Osimba. What would you do with that? So the Mishnah says you have to be Malav Kodesh. These things are hektish. What do you do with these things? Rikue Zahav Tzipoy Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. You would make these golden covers and put in the floor and the ceilings and the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We use that money into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, Mosar HaPeros. Okay, what's that? Mosar, this is the profit. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, remember, you were selling the item, you were investing. So now you invest it and you get this extra money that comes in. So what you made money. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that excess money? He says, Kaitz L'Mizbeach. You use that money to buy Karbanos when the Mizbeach is not being used. Okay. And Rabbi Shmuel goes further and says, Mosar Truma. What did you do with the Mosar Truma? We just said that the Mishnah said that the Mosar Truma, you buy things in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Shmuel says Mosar Truma Kli Klisharis. You buy and you fashion Klisharis. Right? The pasuk says it's a Gemara in Ksuvos. Brings out a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. It says the Chachal Osam Hevi Lefnei Hamelech VeHoyada Es Shara Kesef VaYaseu Kelim LeBeit Hashem Klisharis. So Shara Kesef, the Gemara darshins that it's the leftover money. Truma. We use that to buy more, more kalim. They didn't use the same kli all the time. Things would get things break. Tracks on the parochas breaks. You got to buy a new one. So where do you get the money from? You bought it from the leftover in the truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says a third. What? We're looking for that here now, right? Rabbi Kiva Omer, right? I guess you could do that. Rabbi Kiva says no. The Moser truma, the leftover truma, is not done for the klisharis. It's not used for covering and the gold coverings in the kachet kachim. Rather, it's leketz hamizbeach. It's for when you use that extra money for when the mizbeach is empty and you buy extra karbanos. And Moser nesachim, the leftover nesachim, that's the klisharis. I guess if you have leftover funds that were set aside to buy the wine libations, that leftover funds are used to buy new klisharis. Rav Chanan Yiskana Kohanim Omer, he says what? Moser nesachim, the Moser nesachim are for the mizbeach. But the Moser truma, I guess he agrees, like Rabbi Shmuel, that goes to klisharis. But both Rabbi Kiva and Rav Chanan Yiskana Kohanim, ze bezeh lo hayu modim b'peros. They don't have a concept of Moser peros. Because they don't have the concept of using that money for Mecha Komemtkar, so they don't have a concept of Moser Peros, so there is no ever going to be Moser Peros, according to them. Okay. Next, the Mishnah mentioned that the Parir and the Sarish Shtaleach and the Lashon Sariuris come from the Trumas Halishka. And then it said the Kevesh Hapara, the ramp, and the Kevesh Yerim Shtaleach. So Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Achmad, B'Shem, Rabbi Yonah's son, Shlosha L'Shonos Hain. There were three places where you have this red string. And each time it has to be brought with a different weight. The string has to be a different weight. Number one, Shel Sa'ir, the red string of the Sar Mishtaleach, right? That's the Gemara in Yoma. That's Bisela. It has to weigh a Sela. I guess you have to split it in two, and each one is a Shekel, because a Shekel is half a Sela. So that's, it's brought with a Sela. Shel Metzora, the string that's of the Metzora that is put into his mixture, right? It says Vitziva Kohen. Right? So you have the Shni Tolas for Ezov. How heavy is that? That's B'Shekel. That's only a Shekel, which means it's half a Sela. That's weight. It's half the weight of the other one. And Shel Parah, right? But the paro adumo, you have to mix it into other stuff, right? But lakach kohen eitz erev ezo v'shni talas the shlich el toch sreifas apara. That has to be completely burned up. The shni talas over there, how heavy is that? That's b'shtei slayim. It has to be two slayim, which is basically four shekel, much heavier, a much bigger, thicker string. But Rab Chunya Divras Chavrin and Rabbi Bar Barzavda b'shem Rab Shimon ben Chalapta shall para ish b'shtei slayim u'mechza, which is basically five shekel. The is demakin lishna basar zuz, and some say the following lashon, they say ten zuz equals five shekel. It's the same thing, just using a different currency. It's the same five quarters or a $1.25. The same idea. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring other people who got their schar from the Tshumas Halishka. Menachem may be saved. This goes pretty fast. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Rabbi Shmuel says, Talmidei Chachamim Maladim Tzekohanim Hilchos Shchita, Hilchos Kabbalah, Hilchos Rika, Nolten Schar Mitzumas Halishka. Those people who learn Maseches Vachim, and they know everything. They teach the ones who are teaching the Kohanim, right? They teach the Kohanim. As you see from here, Menachem, it's not necessarily that the Chofetz Chaim says the Kohanim have to learn Kachim. Everyone has to learn Kachim. It's good business. You can make some money. So how do you make those people who teach the Kohanim the halachas of Shchita, the halachas of the Avodas based on Migdash, they get their schar from the Tshumas Halishka. And these guys probably didn't do anything else. This was their parnasa. Rav Yitzchak bar Ridifa b'shem Rav Imi mevakrei mume kachim. Those who checked the behemos from mumim, nolten schar mitshumas halishka, also got their fees paid from the Tshumas Halishka. Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Tamchon bar Chia b'shem Rabbi Samloi magihei sefer ha'azara nolten schar mitshumas halishka. The people who used to check and correct the Sifrei Torah, I guess, that were in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The editors or the Sofrin, they also received their payment from the Tshumas Halishka. Gidel Bar Binyamin, B'Shem Rav Asi, says, Shnei Dayonin Gzelos, the two judges over robbery, or, right? It was in Yerushalayim. Gemara brings down, it's a Mishnah in Ksubas, that their names were Admon and Hanan Ben Avshalom. They would make certain Gzelos, Knossos, about the thieves. And they would get their schar from the Beis HaMikdash as well. Not the schar from the Beis HaMikdash. And does that mean there was always these shtei dayanim gzeilos?
They were the ones who tried to call financial liability issues.
Okay, that's what the article says. Wonderful. So shame shnei dayanim gzeilos that they would get their schar from the not the schar from the Shmuel Amar Shmuel says nashim haorgos baparochos. Those women who used to weave the paroches. Noten scharim mitshumas halishka. They would write the parochas is between the heichal and the kochek kochim. They would rip whatever. They had weavers. They would get the schar from the tshumas halishka. Rabbi Chuna Amar tshumas bedekabayis. No, they did not get the schar from the tshumas halishka. They got their schar from the tshuma of the bedekabayis, not from the lishka. The lishka was the stuff used for karbonos. This is for the tshuma from the bedekabayis. So my pliki, what's the machlokes? Is whether or not you view this as something that's connected to nothing. And connected enough to Karbanos. So my pligi, Shmuel, who says that they get it from the Trumas Halishka, Abed Lo Karban. He compares the parochas to the Karban. Why? Because the parochas was actually used at a certain time of the year for Karban. They used to sprinkle blood in Yom Kippur. They would sprinkle blood onto the parochas. So it has a status of a Karban. Ravuna Abed Lo Kibinyan. He says, no, that's part of the Binyan. It's part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. The structure of the Beis HaMikdash, that comes from the... Right, because if you remember that parochas in the second Beis HaMikdash was instead of a wall, the first Beis HaMikdash. They just dropped down the curtain. So that maybe it's part of the house, part of the house, part of the Beit HaGemayis. Amar Rabbi Chiska, Tana, right? Tana Rabbi Yehuda Gad Gedus. So Rabbi Chiska is quoting an Amora whose name is Rabbi Yehuda Gad Gedus, who says, HaKetores, right? The Ketores, but Kol Karbanos Hatzibor Boin Mitshimas Halishka. All the Ketores and all Karbanos Hatzibor came from the Tshumas Halishka. But Mizbach HaZahav, right, the golden altar, which is inside the Kodesh, he views that as a Kli, not as the Binyan, and therefore it's like a Kli Shares, the Chol Kli Shares, Boi Mimosar Nesachim. That all comes from the leftovers from the Nesachim. That's according to Sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that it came from the Mosar Nesachim. But Mizbach HaOla, the outer Mizbach, the big one, Vahechav HaHazaros, that's Boi Mishari Halishka. That's coming from the leftovers of the Lishka, and that's where that comes from. But Chutzla Zaros, and things that are outside the Zara, meaning the Chomos Seir and the Migdolos, that's volume Lishka's Bedek Abayis. That comes from a third from the Bedek Abayis. Okay? So the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Huda Gagados, Vahatani, but didn't we learn in a Brisa that Avnei HaMizbeach, the stones of the Mizbeach, Avnei HaMizbeach, HaHechal VaHaZaros, Moalin Behen. There's Me'ila. What does that mean that they're Me'ila? So if they're Me'ila, where does he say these things came from? He said these things came from the shiarim, the shirayim, the leftovers. The leftovers don't have the hektik status. But if there's mole in it, it must mean it has a hektik status. So it must be come from the hektik stuff, which means it must have come from the lishka. So Ella can be mayor, the remeyer amar mole b'shirayim. No, maybe he holds like remeyer. Remeyer says there is me'ila here. There's not a remeyer, only says that there's me'ila in those things during the year that they were collected. But after that year, they're not. So he says, Amr Bichia Kum Amr Meir Ella Besoch Shnaso, Bahakal Shnusk Shnaso on the Kaiman. We're talking about after the year that they were collected. So it's after they're collected, and there's Me'ila, must mean the money's coming from the leftover of the Lishka, because it has to maintain a hectic status. If it doesn't have a hectic status, there's no Me'ila. Okay. Amr Bichia, Tana, we have another Shita. So we, I guess we have a Kasha on Rabbi Huda. We have 2 minutes. Let's just go. Amr Bichia, Tana, we learned, Bichia said in the name of Rabbi Huda Gagagus, Hashulchan, the table, the menorah, the mizbachos, the paroches, ma'akvenes ha-karbonos. If they're not situated where they're supposed to be, there's the karbonos can't be brought. Divrei Meir. That is the quotes that in the name of Meir. Chomim omrim, chomim say no. Ein lecha, the only thing that's ma'akiv es ha-karbon, el ha-kior, v'kan muvad. I guess just basically the washing stations, because then they're not clean. They have to be washed. And everything else, you can bring it no matter what. I'm assuming the mizbeach is ma'akiv. V'lo kein amar Rabbi Lezer. But that's not the case. It's because Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Trey and Amrim, they all said, Kol han diksiv nochach. Any keli that says the word nochach in the pasuk, right? Amenorah nochach hashulchan. Anytime it says nochach, then that's ma'akiv. That keli is ma'akiv to karbonos. If it says tzela, it's not ma'akiv. But Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Meshim Rabbi Yonasan, afilu tzela ma'akiv. Even the tzela is ma'akiv. Even if it just says the word tzela, it's ma'akiv. But Amar Rabbi La, Bishem, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, afilu sima. Even if it just says the word sima, that is ma'akiv. The problem is that these all Amoraim are adding on other kelim that are ma'akiv, which goes against the Tanaim. The Tanaim just said the machlokas was the Shulchan Menorah, Mizbechos, and Paroches, or just the Kir and the Kan. So why are they adding on all these other items? So Gemara says, Amr Bechina Kan Bavor Shabithnim, the Tanayim, which talk about what's Ma'akim, what's not Ma'akim, that's talking about the Avodah that took place inside the Kachay Kachim, and Kan Bavor Shabithnim. These Amorayim are talking about the Avodahs that took place outside the Azara, that there each one holds what they hold, of what's Ma'akim, what is not Ma'akim. Okay, stop here. Have a wonderful day.